This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Is that what they do when it's breaking news? Well, this is an Almost Famous Podcast breaking news. Was that good?
That was so good. All right, guys. Special episode here, mini episode, because Blake Moynes from Tayshia's season has been spotted filming for Katie Thurston's season of The Bachelorette. So a lot of you were speculating, because of his silence on social media over the past week or so, that perhaps he joined the season. Well, we here exclusively at the Almost Famous Podcast have got the pictures to prove it. This is us, guys. We did it. We've confirmed
it. Ashley crawled underneath the gate. walked through the resort, grabbed a couple iPhone photos, and came back to the studio just to give us this update. It's very special. Thank you, Ashley.
Yes, yes. Okay. So if you guys are like, who is Blake? Well, Blake is the guy from Tayshia / Claire season. He was the one that, remember, he reached out to Claire in the off season and showed concern about her mom. And he learned up about Alzheimer's. And it was probably Claire's like second in line attraction, you know, like she kissed him night one.
Yeah, she's into it.
Well, yeah. And then Blake like continued to actually be pretty prominent of a cast member, getting through to Tayshia's, I think, top five or top six.
Now, he's like, you know, dark hair, had a little spiky, big old strong guy. You can look up his pictures. You'll find out who he is. But Ashley, to cover this whole thing, let's start at the beginning. So you just covered who Blake is. I didn't realize that people were even wondering if he went on the season or not. So you're telling me that people on Reddit or whatever wherever people talk these days, they're starting to whisper about a week ago that maybe he went on this season?
Yes. And now we got pictures and we're posting the pictures from the set of The Bachelorette on our Instagram. Almost_famous podcast on Instagram. That's where we've posted the exclusive pictures of Blake on set of The Bachelorette.
Yeah. So just a little more background on Blake. He's a wildlife manager. He's very, very passionate about supporting wildlife organizations. He talked about it in a season. He volunteers with a bunch of different endangered species every year. You know, we did get to know him, as Ashley just mentioned, about his love life. Tayshia said, and if you remember, though, one of the big things coming out of this is he was very into Claire. Claire was into him. But if you remember, Tayshia said that he's a very good kisser. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. I don't know if you guys remember. We did get to know him a little bit better on our podcast episode. We had him on the day after he got eliminated. So you can go back and listen to that if you would desire to.
Yeah. Hey, Ashley, let's take a break here. When we come back, let's continue to break down where they're at in filming, maybe why Blake is there. Is there anything more behind the scenes? And then dive into this this very interesting topic a little bit more. All right, Ashley. Little context, where exactly are they in the timeline of Katie's season? So, like, one of the headlines that I saw was, is Blake the new Heather Martin of this season? Obviously, Heather came in very late to the season. I think it was one of the reasons why it was such a big deal for the women. How many weeks in are they on filming? Do you think this is inappropriate? Do you see this working? What's your opinion?
My opinion is that he's probably actually just started night one. So night one filmed last Monday. So let me look at the calendar. It was Monday the 22nd was night one. So if he's just been spotted now, if he's entering late, he's not entering too late, I'm assuming. Okay, so then the 23rd would be an off day. Then the 24th, 25th. They probably had a rose ceremony on the 27th. If he's just entering today, okay, he's probably entering he could be entering after the third rose ceremony, because it goes really quick, you guys. night one, obviously, first rose ceremony, and then you have like 3 days rose ceremony, and then like another 3 days rose ceremony. But yeah, it's not inappropriate. I wouldn't say it's inappropriate if he adds himself in now. But why wouldn't he just go in night one? I mean, learn the lessons of the people in the past and go in night one. Becca Tilly, with your season, she didn't have like that much of a target on her back, her and Amber. Because they went in on night one, you know? But then with Nick, he had a big target. With Heather, she had a huge target. It just goes over better if you enter yourself in night one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be smart. He might have. It's interesting to see these photos. So like Ashley said, we're going to post these photos. They're very, like, secretive, right? They're, like, taken from, like, it looks like even, like, one of those, like, guard booths, kind of looking down onto the resort. Blake's walking around, having no clue the picture being taken of him. I just want to know who got these pictures. Were they staying at the resort? Were they really sneaking over the wall? Like, if so, I mean, good job. Kudos to you.
So my thought is, I mean, if I'm to overanalyze these photos, I would say,
we'll go ahead and do that. That's what we do best here.
I would say this looks like he's going on to a one-on-one. Okay. Or he's just entering and there's a whole bunch of hubbub around him entering late.
I mean, do you think there's like people standing there on the outside of the resort right now just waiting for people to leave? Does that happen?
I think these photos look like they were taken on set from somebody who works on set. These are not like some over-the-fence type camera.
Some reality, pictures. Like some reality Steve type stuff. Like how in the world do you get this kind of photos type stuff? Ooh.
So he also has a mask on in one of these pictures, which leads me to believe that possibly he's not out of quarantine yet, or that he's arrived later than everybody else, because as cast, just like from Ben and I making appearances over the past two seasons, once you're quarantined fully as a cast member, you don't have to wear the mask anymore. Interestingly, the production team always wears a mask, even though they've been cleared.
Yeah. It's super interesting. There's a lot going on here. I don't know how to consume it all, but I mean, it's definitely intriguing. Ashley, before we head out of here, I do want to hear your opinion. When it comes to somebody coming on the show who's been on the show before, the common phrase from the people on the cast is going to be, you've already had your shot. Mm-hmm. You've already tried it. It didn't work. Give somebody else a shot. What do you think of that phrase? Do you find this endearing? Do you think this could work?
Well, Blake just seems to me like that guy, right? Now, like with this move, it's like kind of put him over the top in the sense that he reached out to Claire in the off season, and now he may have reached out to Katie in the off season. And if he didn't, then he's saying like, oh, I felt something. Like, he just seems to be that guy that like maybe feels something for everyone, because then he also was the guy who, once Claire left, he was like, oh, I'm all in for Tayshia. Yeah. I was like really into Claire, but now like that's over. I'm all into Tayshia. Okay. All right. I think you just have a thing for all bachelorettes. I'm not like a huge fan of the cast saying, you know, you've had your shot, because like you had your shot with somebody you were totally incompatible with. So like I have no problem with people if they feel a real inclination to go on a next season. Like, you have the in, like, as mine as well use it, you know, risk all the things for love. You know, if you, as long as you don't go overboard, I think you're fine. And as long as you're not like directly eliminating somebody else, I think you're fine too. It's like at the end of the day, If the lead had more of a connection with you than they did with this person, like, you weren't going to win anyway. You know what I mean? Like, if he does in some way eliminate someone, it's like, well, that person wasn't going far anyway.
Yeah, I'm kind of like in favor of it. Maybe that makes me weird. I get that, like, if you do it 4 or 5 times, it could get a little awkward, maybe a little much. But overall, it's like, you know, if you're out in the real world and you're single and you want to find somebody, the advice we would give would be just keep dating, like just keep trying it, get out there, put yourself out there, see if it works, see if it doesn't work. You know, if you're on the show, obviously you've had a little bit of background on each lead, and so maybe you're interested. It's hard not to be interested in a lead. It's kind of the whole setup for the whole thing, but I'm not against it. I think at times it's sweet. It's a huge risk. you know, like with Becca Tilly, it was like, hey, I'm glad you get this shot. I know you've been here before. I know you know what this is. I know you didn't even love it the first time, but at least I'm glad you gave it a shot. And I'm hoping this is the same way. Well, Ashley, this is a big story. We'll see where it ends. We'll even see if it's anything, right? Like, at this point, we know he's on set, but we don't know if he's there just to host a date. We don't know if he's there to, like, you know.
Do you love the way that we've gone this far without even making that a possible explanation as to why he's there? Okay, well, I can debunk that theory right now by saying that he wouldn't be off social media if he wasn't a cast member trying to vie for Katie's heart, because we know that you're able to keep your phone as just guest hosts.
Yeah. Ashley, there's so many different options here, right? Like, some of this is a guy shows up to a show like a couple weeks in and he makes it, like Heather Martin did, like 8 hours on the show, and like he's gone. Like, you don't know where this goes. It'll be interesting to watch. There's no spoilers even involved because we're just speculating on everything. But we do have photos. Go to our Instagram page once again. It's almost_famous podcast to see these photos of Blake on set for Katie's season. Well, that's been our special breaking news episode. Ashley, we're going to still be back right Monday with a whole episode.
1,000%. And before we leave, I just have one last question for you, Ben. How would you see Ben and Katie together as a couple? Do you see him getting far on this?
Well, you just asked how I would see Ben and Katie together as a couple. I don't see Ben and Katie working out.
Blake and Katie. Oh my God.
So I don't know. You know, here's the thing about Katie. I feel like I know more about Blake than I do about Katie.
Well, actually, I feel like we probably know them just about equally, because they both got as far as they did on their each other's on their respective seasons. And they both played about equal levels of storyline.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's my honest thing. And people might argue with me about that. I'm actually kind of excited for the chance. Like, I know Michelle, even though she was there the same amount of time as Katie, she was just there at the end and Katie was there at the beginning. Better than I know Katie. I don't know Katie really at all. We don't know a lot about her yet. And so this is all new. So I can't even say that. All I can say is it seemed like both Claire and Tayshia were into Blake, which makes me think that, like,
that's true.
He's a good catch. And, you know, there's always a shot with a guy good looking who seems sweet. He's a hopeless romantic. Here's the funniest part. And I'll leave on this statement because I'm kind of just like rambling now. Blake seemed like the guy that was perfect for paradise in my mind. And so, like, if this doesn't work, then do we see him in paradise? And will he literally pull the Hannah Brown and be on television for, like, 7 months in a row?
Oh, my gosh. This is the guy I would so go to paradise too.
I think he's great. I think he'd be great at it. But, we'll follow his story along. We'll be back Monday with a full episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Again, we just want to get out there to you, share this breaking news, laugh with you all a little bit. We hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Rest up. Hang out. Take some time. It's Easter weekend for some of you. For others of you, it's just a great weekend. And we hope you enjoy it here at the Almost Famous Podcast. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.